Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Tarot Today Radio. I am your host. I am Dax Carlisle, tarot advisor, numerologist, and hypnotherapist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com, our new social networking website with all the features of the big social media websites, only it's all tarot all the time, and it's free to join, thetarotguild.com. Let's bring on the other host of Tarot Today Radio. She is a certified tarot master, crystal reiki master, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Hey, Jack. Happy Psychic Saturday and happy Tarot Today show. Ah, how are you doing this Saturday? I'm still sleepy. I don't know why.
Me too. I still feel
a little sleepy. It's funny,
yes,
but I'm looking forward to today. I think we're going to – I love the Psychic Spin episodes.
Right. And for those that are unfamiliar, the last Saturday of the month, we do a segment on the show called Psychic Spin. That's where we, you know, look at all the stuff being spun in the news and current events and what's on everybody's mind, you know, but we put a psychic spin on it because we could pull tarot cards on things. And I love the topic. You came up with the topic for today. In fact, you come up with most of the topics. I got to admit, folks, that, you know, I get a brain freeze. You know, it's we're into the month and it's like, Mary, what are we going to do for psychic spin? You know, and I just can't think of anything. You know, I don't want to talk about Corona again. We already pulled cards on that. You know, what else is going on? But Mary's like, well, there's articles on robots and robotics and AI. Will the future world be robotic? So we're going to look into that today. But it is open lines, as always, every Saturday, every Friday, Saturday. Open lines and tarot mini readings. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. We'd love to chat with you. You can also join us in the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat on our new website. And you can ask questions in there as well. And you can ask for a mini reading in the chat room. And not too many people do that, but you can if you want. You know, we'd rather chat with you, of course. And, you know, any questions you've got on anything psychic development, tarot, numerology, crystals, Reiki, energy healing, hypnosis. Oh, my God. Between Mary and I, we got it all covered. So if you ever had a burning question about any of those topics, just give us a ring. Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, before we go to phone calls and do the psychic spin and everything, let's do the numerology of the day and the card of the day. So it's 7/25/2020. Yeah, if you add that all up, let's say 8 is 9. 9 is the completion of the cycle. It's the last of the whole numbers, and then a new cycle starts at 1. It's completion, and it's the number of the philanthropist, of helping the masses. And the day, the 25th, 2 plus 5 is 7. 7 is the natural detective, doing research, studying, figuring out how everything works. How does the universe work? How does tarot work? There you go. Things along those lines. And the card of the day is card 21, the world card. 2 plus 1 is 3. Yep. And, of course, 9 is, well, what's 9, Mary? Triple 3, right? Perfect connection there, Cation, some traditional meanings of the world card. You know, it's all about fulfillment. Fulfillment and abundance. It's triumph and success and perfection and getting honors and recognition and completion, all that stuff. But in this context, I'm really thinking along the lines of the fulfillment and the abundance angle, because you put that together with the numerology, and what you get is using your creativity and communication, okay, and getting in touch with your spiritual side. What can you do? The tools and abilities, the knowledge that you already have, how can you take that?
Makes sense to me. It does make sense to me.
So basically, I want to say you want to suspend for the moment thinking of yourself and think of everybody else. And how can you help them? How can you solve a problem for someone else? And the more people that you can help, the bigger the inflow to yourself is going to be. So the abundance and the fulfillment that we're seeing with the world card will result by not even thinking about that, not thinking of the reward, not thinking of financial abundance or any other kind of abundance or even your own personal fulfillment on an emotional level, but just focusing everything on helping as many people as possible. And then all of that will flow from that, you see. And that's when the fulfillment and the abundance will come through of the world card. So there you go, the card of the day, the numerology of the day. Did you pick a card today?
Yes, I did. And it's posted on our Facebook group, the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You can find that by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. Join our group. We have a lot of fun in there. And the card I chose for today comes from the Divine Energy Oracle by Sonia Choquette. And these are great cards. They really just have phrases on them and then some illustration, but it's like these messages that are just boom. And the message for today is live your soul, not a role. And it's all about like not pigeonholing yourself into certain roles or false identities or fixed behaviors. Like, you know, I'm a mother, so I always have to have this point of view, or I'm, you know, a boss, so I've got to boss everybody around, or I'm a veteran. Right? We're both military veterans, you know, so this is what I have to agree with. You know, it's like we do that and we create these false identities and we stop expressing our authentic self. And we don't want to do that, you know. We want to be able to be authentic with others and have genuine connections with others and be available. You know, you talk about being able to solve problems and help other people. We'll come to that in an authentic way, and I think you see a much larger benefit to it. So today's a day to think about that, you know, and what are you, you know, in what areas of life maybe are you hiding behind a certain role or label that you've given yourself, and in what ways is that limiting you? So that's the card of the day that I got. And it's posted again on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You want to join our group and also join the Tarot Guild group as well, right, Dax? People shouldn't be missing out on these fun groups.
Oh, yeah. There's over 6,000, like 6,300 on the Tarot Guild site right now. And we're getting a lot more interaction and great posts and interesting things about tarot and related topics, mostly tarot, on the Tarot Guild group.
Yes. Yes, we are. And it's fun. It's a way to kind of...
Getting fun in there.
You know, be around people that, you know, you have something in common with. You know, have a common interest. Those are always, you know, fun ways to connect with people. So.
Yes. And in the time of COVID, you know, it's like this is a great time to get into tarot. Because, you know, what can you do at home that's like, you know, right there at home and you can have a lot of fun is, you know, pull out your tarot deck and study tarot and readings and get on FaceTime and Skype and Facebook video call and Zoom or whatever and do readings with each other and do readings for your family and friends. And, you know, what a cool thing to bring to a, you know, I know a lot of people are doing Zoom meetings and, you know, getting 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 10 of their friends or sometimes family members or whatever, you know, and having a gathering because, you know, they can't, in some cases, they can't get together in person, you know, social distancing, 6 feet, you know, but, but you know, they'll get on that and, you know, what a cool thing to bring along. It's like, hey guys, I brought my tarot deck, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Always fun.
Absolutely. So the psychic spit, there's a lot of things that we could pull cards on Your World Be Robotic. And I want to get your take on that first, Mary, because when you originally came up with the idea, exactly what was in your frame of mind there? Because, I mean, technically the world already is robotic. I mean, we've got robots building the cars, and they're already coming out with, you know, robot baristas, and they got a robot cook, you know, that flips hamburgers, and, you know, there's all of this stuff. And the sex bots are on the way, folks, I'm telling you. But what did you mean about the future world being robotic? You mean, like, robotic?
Right, and hybrid human robotic. Yeah, you know, I really, you know, it's all these different things, and I think what set it off for me was, like, reading about, and I forget, maybe this was in South Korea or something, where they were using, like, robots, and I think it's happening in different places because they can't get infected. So, like, for different jobs that, like, people normally would do, it's like you put the robot workforce out there and you don't have to worry about having to shut your company down for COVID because the robots aren't going to get infected unless they get virus, right? It's not funny. But, you know.
No pun intended. No pun intended.
Yeah. But I really kind of, you know, I've been looking at that. I've also been looking at a lot of what's been going on with helping people that, you know, have things like ALS. We take care of my brother-in-law who has ALS. And, you know, I have friends that have Parkinson's and different things that have affected their motor neuron responses. And so, you know, you can have, like, limbs that work perfectly well, but your brain just can't get them to move, you know, that kind of thing. And there's a, you know, research into that for different, like, you know, a way to kind of use AI to mimic, you know, neural responses, that kind of stuff. And so I'm thinking about that.
Well, Elon Musk is doing the brain sync thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we have robots showing up in all these different ways, and also what you described, they're already, you know, doing a lot of things as well, different kind of robots. But the sex bots are something that's really fascinating, because it's not just, you know, functional. You know, it's also there's an aesthetic, you know, that's coming along with a lot of these robots of how they look. And then I saw this other program on robots where this person had lost, you know, their partner to a disease,
yeah,
and had a robot with AI that looked a lot like that partner to now be their new partner. And so, we could say a lot about, you know, what kind of grieving process that is and how it may hinder it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we could easily end up with a situation where we are, you know, living in a world where we're interacting in emotional ways with machines. And so that's kind of what begged the question for me. I'm like, oh, wow, you know. And then also that movie iRobot with Will Smith is one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
It really, you know, it's more like an apocalyptic robot future. We don't want that. So I thought it'd be interesting to see, like, how much this becomes a part of the future for us. How does it impact humanity?
AI and Terminator.
Yeah. Right?
Well, we could pull cards on all these different things. As you were talking, I'm taking notes here because there's a few things I didn't want to forget to say. First of all, porn is always the early adopter of technology. Look at internet. You know, the first industry to make billions of dollars on the internet was porn. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm sorry, sex is the thing,
yeah,
you know,
basic.
And they're already building the, you know, they're already building the sex bot, you know, and it's not just the bots and the physicality and so forth, but it's, you know, they're going to have AI, and you're going to be able to have conversations. And so if you go beyond, you know, past the porn use of it, so to speak, you get into companions, and you mentioned some stuff, but I've seen some short sci-fi movies, some shorts that were based on this. And one of them, for instance, was this older woman that lost her companion or her husband or whoever it was, you know, and got a replacement. But it was a younger version. It was like, it was him. I mean, it was like, looked like him, acted like him, but was a younger version of him, you know, which I'm like, oh my God, wait, that begs the question, are people going to start knocking off the older version so they can go get the younger version?
And you can,
that's
literally
another
get
angle.
Yeah, you can get a younger version that never ages.
Yeah, or
it'll outlive you.
For those of us that you know, aren't into homicide, you start off that way. You never.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm taking notes because there's so many questions to ask here. Okay, wait, hold on. I lost my cursor. Oh, geez, what's going on with my computer? I'm having issues here.
But what if you never have a relationship with someone who isn't a robot?
Could it go that
direction?
Right. And then there's another angle to that, too, where basically, okay, here's an example of what I'm thinking. So people go out and they buy pets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they buy them as, or acquire them as companions.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for most of us, it's just, well, no brainer. You know, that's what people do, you know. But there's angles that people don't look at. Like, why? And most of us think, oh, well, why? You know, yeah, because we like animals, you know, we like cats or we like dogs and we want to have a companion. But there are people out there that don't think that they are good enough for a human companion. So they get an animal companion. They feel like they're not up to snuff because, I don't know, they don't make enough money or they're not attractive enough or there's something
they just can't connect.
Yeah, or they don't connect with humans. You know, that's another thing.
Yeah.
You know. And so robot companions is a solution to that issue. Because they're gonna like you no matter what because they're programmed to.
Programming.
You know? And it doesn't matter what you look like, you see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, I pulled a card from that same deck. I pulled the card of the day from the Divine Energy Oracle just because it's just like quick little messages. And the card I pulled on this, you know, could this happen or why would it happen or, you know, is it likely? The message is going for your dream. So it really ties in with what you're saying because it's like you could have the dream companion. You could have the dream relationship. If you want it, if your dream was to make your life a lot easier and you got a bunch of robots to do all the tasks you didn't want to do, you know. So I think we're pursuing this in order to make our lives better, to realize our dreams, but all... You know, I mean, is there more to it that we have to be? Is there a dark side? Like, I don't mean.
Yes,
like,
there.
Like,
but is there? I just pulled cards that I pulled multiple cards, and I'm seeing some dark sides come up here. Okay, so I pulled cards, and the overall spread says yes, this is going to happen. And you know, to be honest, we don't need to pull the tarot cards out to ask this because all the indicators are there. It's already happening. Plus, if you go on to YouTube and watch some videos about Elon Musk, about the neuroconnector thingy, about AI, about robots, about sex bots. I mean, you know, it's all out there on YouTube, all kinds of discussions and things about this. And they're showing how it's going in that direction, and it's already happening. It's going to happen a lot faster than we think. It's not 40, 50 years away. You know, what was the movie with the replacement kid? Didn't you mention it, AI?
Oh,
there's iRobot,
yeah,
but then there's...
Right, AI,
yeah, yeah.
I think was
yeah,
the
the two big movies I always think of is iRobot, which is actually a really old story that goes way back, and it's a fantastic sci-fi story, you know, and it brings in all of those things as far as, like, you know, what's the rights of a robot kind of thing, but AI was, you know, you can replace your child, you know, and there is a... you know, one example. So, you know, I'm getting the cards coming up are yes, yes, yes. And I'm getting like 3 out of 5 yes. It's not a strong yes. It's one where it's leaning only because we're not there yet. You know, I feel like that's part of it that, you know, it's headed that way. It's already happening. But that doesn't mean that something doesn't happen, you know, puts a monkey wrench in the works and it doesn't get to the fulfillment that we're thinking of. You know, like an apocalyptic situation happens or something like that, or a virus. I don't know. Do we still have those? Do those happen? Pandemic? Anyway, no, but,
right.
But interestingly enough, the card of the day, the World card, shows up here. There's the World card, you know, and it's hinting towards an abundant future, towards, you know, obviously success, that we're going to hit AI, that we're going to hit even more human-like robotics, robotics helping us across the entire globe kind of thing. But there's some negative things showing up too. One is some of the cards are talking about the financial aspect of this, that it could be another thing, you know, yet another thing where only the wealthy can afford the technology. And the majority of us, well.
Have to wash our own dishes. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's one thing that popped up. Another one is the weird attachments and so forth that could happen. Let's look at some of these things. For instance, the devil card shows up. Okay, so sexual obsession, illusions. The whole thing is a giant illusion if you have a robot, not a real human, right? And if you have somebody that can't argue back, it can slip in. If you don't have a real human that can say, I got a headache tonight, then what happens is you can slip into obsession and addiction. There's a real strong possibility for that, real strong. And also, it's going to mess up everything else if you think about it. Okay, so if I can get a companion that's going to be absolutely fantastic, look exactly like I want them to be, never age, never say no.
Yeah.
Why am I ever going to date real humans and go through all of the messiness that relationships are? And so then what happens is like, well, okay, where are the babies going to come from then? You know, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
we'll have farm.
You know,
we'll start farming our offspring.
Yeah, offspring.
Handmade tale.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I could see ways that it could be taken care of still. I mean, you could have be a female with a male robot companion and still get inseminated and still have children, you know. And so it's not a big thing like it, you know, it's not apocalyptic where, oh, my God, the human race dies out because nobody has sex. People are still going to have sex, you know. And in big parts, you know, big swaths of the world, they're not even going to have this technology, you know, and also you have to take in not just the socioeconomic, but the you know, in different countries have different belief systems, you know, around, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, having to do with, you know, the right human interactions. God damn.
Oh, like morality.
Yeah. They're going to have different things around moralities and stuff like this and everything, and so they're never going to adopt this technology, you know. So it's not like the human race is going to die out, you know. That definitely is the sci-fi movie version of it, you know. But there's going to be things, you know. And what about if you have children that are becoming adults or adults, and your husband passes away and you get the replacement bot, you know? Then I'm getting the Three of Swords, which means that it's not just you and the bot. It's also the third party, the other people around you, family, friends, so forth. You know, how are they going to look at that? You know, and it could be a lot of heartbreak, you know. A lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, you know, coming out of this kind of thing. So that's what I'm getting. One of the positive ones that showed up was the Queen of Wands. I mean, this does allow you to, it's going to allow people to maintain their independence and follow other passions.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you have a, if you have a robot companion that can also take care of the kids, cook dinner, and everything else, allow you more time and freedom to pursue whatever your real passions are. Queen of Wands, fire, passion, following your passion. You know, it allows you to be more independent. Those that are physically challenged, or even emotionally or mentally challenged, they could be more independent because they don't require hiring humans to come in and, you know, nurse them, help them, physical therapy, whatever it all is, you know, get them around, get them what they need. You know, you got the robot companion or two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of positives and there's also some downsides.
Can see that. Oddly enough, I got the World card as well. You know,
oh, wow.
So that's kind of, that was the final card in my spread. And, you know, the only thing I would kind of add to, like, the World card coming up like this so much today already, and we just started the show, I do feel like, you know, it does have that idea of, you know, completion, you know, so the end of a cycle, starting a new cycle, a new rebirth when you think of the world tied to the idea of the cosmic egg. And so definitely, you know, this might be, you know, Earth 2.0, you know, when we go this route, but I'm getting a lot of caution. The Knight of Swords is the first thing that shows up saying, like, don't rush into this. You know, don't be so narrowly focused that you're not seeing the bigger picture. And I also got the Eight of Swords, again, not seeing the bigger picture. And Five of Pentacles. It's like there may be something lacking from the vision of how this starts. And Page of Pentacles, like, you know, it's going to be a learning process, you know, and it already is.
Yes.
But that, you know, we may actually have the benefit of trial and error throughout this. So with that, I do feel like there's going to be things that we do that we're like, uh-oh, no, let's not do that. Okay, get rid of that. You know, I feel like there's a kind of like what you see happening with, like, you know, the scientists working on gene editing and stuff. You know, they're making some mistakes. They, you know, are like, uh-oh, okay, no, don't want to do that. Let's regroup here. So I feel like it definitely is going to, you know, be something we see in the future, and it's not going to be just this, like, you know, smooth process of, you know, bringing more robotics into our life. And I think it will change the world, you know, fundamentally in maybe big ways, but we got to be careful here, and hopefully, you know, they are being careful of it. So, I mean, how many sci-fi movies do they need to make to warn us?
right. I mean, we had Terminator back in, you know, 84, so I mean,
exactly.
We've had enough time to think about that. But even today, you know, Gates and Musk are getting on, you know, talk shows and stuff like that, and they're warning people about AI. And when they talk about AI, they're talking about sentient AI.
Yeah,
which is like, we have a sort of AI now. But then we're going to have the AI, and then we're going to have sentient AI, you know. Because remember, people always forget the A in AI, which is artificial, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, we can get to AI, artificial intelligence. We can't get to necessarily sentient AI, and that's a whole nother discussion why it's going to be so hard to get there. But we could. It could happen.
Yeah.
And so I pulled more cards on this. You know, basically, is the Terminator type scenario going to happen? Or maybe more subtle, where we're subtly, quietly, slowly replaced. We don't even know it happened. And then, you know, humans are gone. I mean, the classic just human with, you know, instead everything's, you know, cyborgs and full-on robots, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I pulled cards on this, and my central focus card is one of the cards I got in the first spread, the devil card. There's that obsession again. We are so obsessed with getting to the point of, you know, robot companions and robot doing all this stuff, you know, and getting to the AI and all this stuff that I don't think that they're going to be careful enough around this. And I did it as a yes-no spread, and it's like, you know, will this scenario eventually play out? And I got all yeses that in the it may be far in the future, but that, you know, what Elon Musk is telling us and Bill Gates, you know, AI, if we're not really, 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 really careful, you know, it's going to be, you know, the next generation. It's going to be the next evolution of humans is humans not being on the planet, you know, and it's so true, you know, and I mean, as far as the companions and limited AI, where, you know, even in Star Trek, Data had an off switch. Okay. You know what I mean? You know, it's we need to make sure there's an off switch. We need to make sure that there's an independent mechanism not accessible to the AI or the robot that we can flip a switch and, you know, otherwise we're going to be in trouble, you know, AIs are going to build AI is going to build better AI. And once you get computers building computers, that's the slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because they'll get, you know, orders of magnitude, 1,000, 10,000, million times more intelligent than us. We don't have a chance without an off switch.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, you mentioned Musk and Bill Gates. I mean, Stephen Hawking before he died. And look, you know, here's somebody who's using
a lot of
equipment because he had ALS. He said, you know, we need to be very careful because it could easily spell the end of mankind because we're limited by our slow biological evolution. We can't compete. We'd be superseded by them because it would take off on its own, redesign itself at an ever-increasing rate, you know, and we wouldn't be able to, like, get ahead of it. So, you know, he had, like, probably the most, like, gloomy outlook of it, but then again, I think, you know, Stephen Hawking was pretty smart, you know, and also somebody who was working with all kinds of technology and, you know, in order to be able to still communicate because of ALS. So,
yeah, he's a perfect example of what I was talking about having the robot companion where they can assist you, you know, the assistant aspect of it is. There's a lot of great potential there, you know. And as long as the artificial intelligence is limited to its function would never be something that would gain self-knowledge or sentience, you know, where it artificial intelligence, it's mimicking human intelligence, but it's not really intelligent kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's not exactly mimicking human intelligence all the time. That's the danger. It's like if we get beyond human intelligence and with AI, then, you know, we're not going to be able to outthink it.
The only way to have that and to be okay is you develop artificial intelligence that can go way beyond ours, but you limit it to a little black box.
Yeah.
It has no connection to the outside world. We can consult it, and we can give it problems to solve, and it solves the problems. It gives us the answer. We implement the answer. As long as it's not connected to the internet, as long as it has no way of connecting to anything else, digital or electronic, we're okay because it's contained.
Standalone.
Yeah,
we don't want
Skynet. No Skynet, you know. Oh, and way before that, there way, way back, there was that movie, I can't remember now, and it was the Americans built the robe. Okay, the Americans built the master computer thing, and the whole idea was to run, you know, like Skynet sort of. And then the Russians, you know, built their version. They communicated and decided to wipe us out, both sides.
Right.
And I forgot the name of it. You know, I mean, and you know, so there's movies from the 50s and 60s, folks, that predate even, you know, what we had, you know, like with Terminator in 84, you know, by decades. You know, people have been thinking about this for a long, long, long time.
And yet,
oh,
I
by
think
the
we're
way.
Still going to make some mistakes. That's the problem.
We're going to make this. Yes, we are. That's why you got to work proactively the other direction. And you start,
yeah.
Before you build anything, you start off with a set of rules. You implement laws that you cannot create a artificial intelligence without an off switch. It's that simple, you know.
Yeah.
The big problem is, you know, people like Gates in their garage, the teenager building the AI, you know, that we have no control over. You know, that's
yeah.
probably what's really,
yeah.
you know, that's probably what's really going to happen. You know, the people at the universities and the big think tanks and DARPA and everything, yeah, they're going to follow the rules. They're going to have Asimov's, you know, laws of robotics. You know, you can't kill a human. You can't do anything that would potentially
yeah.
lead to a human being killed. You know, all those, you know, the three rules of robotics. I think it was three or five or something like that. You know, and they're going to have the off switch. That's not the problem. The problem is, you know, somebody in Zimbabwe or the Middle East or a teenager in a garage in Seattle. You know, building
yeah.
An AI. Yeah. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I do
know,
have some positive. Oh, I just want to say
go
really
ahead.
Quick. I do have some positive news. I pulled cards on, are people going to be knocking off the original and just replacing them? And I got no. So, okay, we're safe.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That,
yeah. You know,
that makes me feel better about this.
Yeah, so at least, you know, there's not going to be too many people, you know, knocking off their husbands to replace them with a younger robot, because they could just go out and get one, you know, and they could just get a divorce. You know, more level-headed minds will prevail, or what they say, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I got that was really kind of interesting, I did pull an angel card on it just for the heck of it. Like, what would the angels say about this?
What do the angels think about,
you know,
this? Yeah.
Right, and there's this, you know, the thing about learning came up again, you know, like there's a learning curve with this, but that we may, on the other side of, you know, the learning and the mistakes and, you know, getting back on track and all of that, this kind of opens more people up to spiritual exploration, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, I wouldn't have connected spirituality with robots at all, but maybe because maybe life will become more convenient, and maybe people will, because they're surrounded by robots, be more interested in, you know, what is happening on a spiritual level and start exploring that more people than maybe normally do. So it's kind
mm-hmm.
of interesting.
Oh yeah, yeah, I really agree with that. I was pulling some cards on the, you know, okay, so they won't knock off the original, but will they not get a human companion to begin with? And surprisingly, well, it's kind of a mixed answer I'm getting with the cards, but surprisingly, it's kind of indicating that won't really happen.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'll be very limited. And the other thing I'm getting is, far as, you know, this whole idea of, you know, having robots there and doing things, and even companionship, yeah, I mean, there's people that talk to their Alexa all the time, you know, that never talk to other humans. But as far as, you know, the having feelings and the intimacy part of it, I'm getting that that is way off. I mean, way in the future, you know. So your original question, the will the future work?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking 50 years.
Right.
You know, because they really have not gotten to making a real synthetic human. I mean, you know, I mean they've come up with stuff that is, you know, amazing, but you can still tell it's a robot. You know, it's when they get to the point where you cannot tell that it's a robot. That's when you're going to start having these things happen. There'll be some minor potential for feelings, but it's more on the level of your pet, how you love your pet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that people won't adopt the sex bots and buy the sex bots. Yeah, that's still going to happen in 5 years. But as far as real intimacy, real human connection, feelings, that's way, way off in the future. Way, 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 way. Awesome sauce. So, that was fun.
That was fun. It was fun.
So before we take some calls, do you want to let us know what's coming up on the network?
Yes. Well, we take a look at that. So coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week, our next show is actually tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking about Angel Reiki. She created her own system of Angel Reiki. She even teaches classes about it, and she'll also be taking your calls. And then on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's the Wisdom of Your Soul show, the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. That'll be followed on Wednesday, July 29th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, by the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn, wrapping up her series on the True and Authentic You. And then Friday, Dax will be back with the Doctors Are In show with his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and they'll be continuing their topic of shamanic journeying, and this time they're talking about the upper world. They already covered the lower world and the middle world, and now it's the upper world. And then I'll be back next Saturday with There's a Rock for That, Bones and Stones, talking about adding fossils to your crystal collection. I'm really excited to be talking about that. You know, I don't know who said it a long time ago, but I do believe that stones are the bones of the earth. So I love talking about real bones as well. So that'll be interesting, because once they become fossilized, well, then they're a stone, right? We'll be discussing that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the upcoming shows on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. If you didn't write down everything I was saying, you can find it easily and keep up with the network by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Awesome sauce. So we're going to go to the phone calls, and I love it. So there's like all these phone calls, and some people start dropping off. And I'm like, really? You're gonna listen through the whole show, and then right when we're going to you, you hang up. That makes no sense at all. Makes no sense. Hey, but that opens room for other people. So if you want to dial in, 714-816-4628. And if we don't get to your call today, don't forget you can call in, as Mary just said, tomorrow. And you can talk with Sharona. That's right. And I'll be on next Friday. So let's see here. Are you ready to take some phone calls?
I'm ready.
Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 347. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
He's something more.
Hello. Hello, hello. Okay, we'll put them back on hold. They weren't quite ready. So area code 347, we will come back to you, but get by your phone there, get ready, and because you didn't pick up. I think I heard their television. That's about it.
Yeah.
Who listens to television and radio at the same time? I can't do that. You know, I have to listen to one thing or the other. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Oh, my God. Jason and Rini and all these people are going crazy in the chat room today. If you want to stop over there and check it out, yeah, our website, thetarotguild.com, go in the chat room. Shoot, I lost the switchboard. Oh, here we go. Back on the switchboard. Area code 917. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Dax, how are you today?
Oh, good. Oh, wait, that voice is familiar. Who is this?
This is Terry.
Carrie?
Carrie with a T.
Carrie with
okay,
a T
I don't
from
know.
New York?
Yeah.
Are you for calling
yes,
for Terry?
Hello. Yes,
Carrie.
Guys. Hey, guys. Yes. How are you today?
Great.
Great. How are you doing?
Hot. Extremely hot where I am.
Oh, my. So what did you want to chat about?
Future romance, like not now. Once I get my everything together after a year, do you see me meeting someone that I like? And if so, what advice do you give? But that's off. It's not happening for a while, so I'm content with it.
Right. You just want to know about it when it does happen.
What was that last part? I mean, I heard it, but then you said something at the end.
Yes. What advice would you give? Advice. Yes. At this time, I'm taking things slow. I'm just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah.
The other people I do not want. Because, I'm intuitive myself, but some of them, no, thank you. That's okay. I'll wait.
Right. Interesting. Dax, did you want to go first? Or
I'm still pulling cards. I'm not getting something on the guy, and I'm trying to get something on the guy here.
Well, I can tell you what I got. It's interesting. Just while you finish pulling cards and stuff, this is what I get about the future love connection when you're ready for it and all of that. It really looks to me like you're going to have to make a choice between two different people. Okay? And the thing is like they're both good choices, right? And the Nine of Cups comes up above the Queen of Cups. The Queen is at the center. We have the Ace of Pentacles. We have the Ace of Cups. And we got those two of Wands. So that's what I mean. Like, it looks to me like we're going to have to make a choice here. We're going to have to not forget what it is that we really, really want, you know?
Yeah.
Do we want the one guy who is down to earth, practical, grounded? We look at him. He looks great on paper. We think, okay, this is a good choice. This is the practical choice. Or are we going to choose love? Or are we just going to say, you know, maybe it doesn't really add up on paper. Maybe it doesn't make any sense at all, but gosh darn it, I'm in love. So I feel like that's where you are. And I think the Nine of Cups above it all is saying like, okay, you know, really, really tap into your heart and really, really go with what it is that makes you happy. Who do you feel the happiest for? Who, you know, lights your fire, you know? Who also... you know, just gives you that sense of emotional fulfillment. And so that's what I'm seeing, that it's going to be down to making a choice, and the advice is to truly go with your heart, but also get in touch with that and, you know, try to shut out all the noise and all the pros and cons of each person and just, like, listen to what your heart is telling you. So let's see what Dax gets. Maybe he has something more insightful.
I don't know about that, but... going along with what you said, there are some cards talking about, like, you may go through one or two before you get to the right one. So you might actually have, like, a brief relationship and then go into a new one. And then that'll be the ultimate guy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And it's really good that you are thinking about this a little analytically and thinking, okay, you know, not till things are ready, it's going to be a year, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I have indications that the ball could get going a little faster than that, perhaps February, March next year, a little bit shorter than like a full year going by, you know, but that might also be that false start where you start to see somebody and then it peters out by summer and you meet the other, which actually that's the interesting thing is that the cards I'm getting about the guy and the surrounding information is very connected with summer. It's definitely summer romance kind of thing. And this person's probably going to be I wouldn't be surprised if they're not like a Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. I'm getting that water sign. So
okay.
Potentially a Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, because it's the Page of Cups is who shows up. And this person may be chronologically or perhaps mentally or emotionally or all the above a little younger than you.
That's what I, you know what, you are right, Dax. You said younger than me, right?
Potentially,
yeah.
But if they don't have to. They could be the same age or older than you and still be, you know, mentally very youthful in their mind. Have a youthful outlook on things. Because I still think I'm 18,
think
so yeah, I'm the perfect example, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to what I was saying about how you are really smart to be thinking of it analytically and get all your ducks in a row, and you have a year to do this, okay? Because I'm getting cards talking about you kind of have, you're still attached to some things. You still have some baggage from previous relationships that you need to work on that. Yeah, get rid of those attachments, get that all, you know, in alignment and everything before you try something new.
Okay. All right. I know. Okay.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah. Oh, two more things. I got so many cards here. I'm like trying to keep up with all this. Two more things real quickly. One is this person, I mean, obviously if it's the Page of Cups, we're talking gentle, kind disposition, you know, perhaps poetic, might be a little quiet, artistic. But I'm getting cards talking about family money. So, you know, this person might have family money is what we're looking at. But the big overall thing is, you know, the card of the day, the World card, shows up yet again, you know. And so you have a world of opportunity there.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome sauce.
I love it.
Thanks, Dirk.
You're
going
to have to let us know what happens.
Oh, believe me, I will. I definitely will. So I will leave my love life on pause right now and just kind of work on myself for the entire year. Because I have a bunch of things that I have to do. So, yes, I will call you guys back soon. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, Dirk. Let's try that 347 number again. See if they're ready this time. Hello, area code 347. Are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, area code 347? This is made to satisfy that desire. Okay, nope, we're just hearing their We're just hearing their television crowd here.
Okay. It sounded robotic, man. It sounded like maybe we're talking to a computer. Are we sure it was a television?
Yeah.
Maybe a robot was calling in on our question. Maybe AI's gotten farther than we realized.
Well, I think they got more involved, you know, with their robotic companion and don't have time to talk to it. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yep.
I guess it can happen.
And besides, you know, we're coming up on the end of the show anyway, and, you know, if someone pops in right now, 714-816-4628, we'll certainly take your call real quick. We do have a question from Rini in the chat room. I have a question. What's coming in August? Yeah, we're almost there, folks. That will affect the world.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not sure I'm reading this right. Pro Reader has been seeing this in multiple spreads. So I don't know if she's talking about one reader or multiple readers. Pro, I guess she means professional. I don't know. Is there something coming up in
August
I
that will affect the world?
If it's positive, great. But I certainly hope not. You know, because we've been through so much crap.
Do we need anything else?
What else could possibly go wrong? You know.
Are things not interesting enough?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm honestly not seeing anything. Yeah. I'm not really getting anything. Of course, I'm not a psychic, you know. And she said pro reader. I don't know if she means like if they're a tarot reader or not, you know. And most people that have tarot cards sitting in front of them and they're doing these kind of predictions, they're doing psychic predictions. They're not doing tarot. Come on, let's be honest, folks. You know, and I'm not that kind of reader. I'm not a psychic reader. I'm a tarot reader. I read what's in the cards. People give me a question, you know, and I pull cards, and there's information in there. However, as far as predicting the future in a large sense, there's no card that comes up that says there's going to be another pandemic, you know.
Yeah.
Generally, I need a precursor for this. I need a precursor. Let me give you two things. First of all, number one, Mary, before 9/11 happened, a lot of readers were constantly getting the tower card, which makes sense. After 9/11 happened, it's like, oh, that's why.
Right.
But
they weren't saying that 9/11 was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're a couple of months before the actual incident and you're getting tons, the tower card won't stop coming up. You could get the idea that okay, something's going to happen, but it's not telling you exactly what's going to happen. You know, kind of thing. The other thing is if you ask a specific question like, will the pandemic do a turn down in August? Or an uptick in August. Yeah, then we can pull cards on that. You know.
Yeah.
What about you, Mary? Anything jumping out?
Well, I did pull a few cards, actually from multiple decks just try, you know, because it is kind of a wow, right? And just to see if I could get any sort of anything going in line. What I'm getting, actually, It has to do with advice, and it has to do with solutions. And what I'm getting from the tarot, we get the Star card overlooking everything else. We have the Nine of Swords in the past position and the Three of Pentacles in the future position and the Knight of Swords underneath everything. So I feel like what we're talking about in August is actually a positive thing, and I think it's a step forward towards a solution. And it ties into hope. It ties into working together, too, with the Three of Pentacles. And I just feel like what we're talking about is a very positive thing. You know, the angel cards I pulled, I got the angel of guidance and the angel of rescue, you know. So I feel like we're going to have an idea crop up. Somebody's going to come forward with, you know, something that could very well turn into a solution that's going to alleviate a lot of the concern that we've been experiencing on a global level. Inspired hope with the star card overlooking everything else. So I'm not seeing anything really showing me specifically what it is, other than it's like, you know, somebody's idea. But that, you know, this looks positive to me. This doesn't look like anything negative that's going to be piled on to the bunch of negative stuff. It's like, now maybe we start, you know, solving some problems. So that's only a good thing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if I take the cards that I'm looking at, a lot, I'm surprised at how much is coming up about stuff not being clear, secretive, happening behind the scenes. We may not ever know the real answer about what happens in August. And that, you know, if I really had to go out on a limb, it would be a disaster at sea. And I'm not saying I think that'll even happen. I'm just saying that, you know, if I had to do that kind of a big prediction, just from the cards that I pulled, you know, I'm seeing disaster at sea. We never know, like with 9/11, we never know what really happened, you know, or like some of these suspicious air crashes that have happened over the years, you know, that we never got the real answer, you know. Of what happened to them, because, you know, the wreckage wasn't even found in some of the cases. Remember, we were doing the spreads on the, I can't remember which disaster that was.
M5370, yeah.
Yeah, I see. It's so long ago, I don't even remember it, the numbers or anything, yeah.
I totally remember it because I keep thinking, like, you know, because they still never found it, and I had map doused with it and thought the plane might end up in Bhutan somehow, or something connected to Bhutan, which I'm still waiting. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. But yeah, I disaster, it's, that's so fascinating, because a disaster,
and we haven't had one
that affects
the world. We haven't had one in a while. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
one
see,
that
we,
affects.
Well, I'll give you an example, but first, no, my point is that we're due. We haven't had one in a while. We've had the air crashes and the crashes in the buildings and missing airplanes, and we've had all this air stuff. When was the last disaster at sea? Okay, I'll give you an example. And again, it's so long ago, I don't even remember the details. Exxon Valdez. You know, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that's a disaster at sea. It doesn't have to be something to do with a giant liner that goes down or something like the Titanic. It could be an oil platform and it disturbs the production or transportation of fuel in some way, you know, happens in the Gulf. You can't get the ships into the port or something. You know, oil production goes down because you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, you know, but if I had
to predict
something, that's what I would predict.
Well, it's interesting because you say disaster at sea, and what pops into my mind is sharks disappearing. We're entering hurricane season and microplastics all over the ocean. So I think, like, wow, maybe this
any of that would be disaster at sea. You know, it could be another Katrina.
Yeah.
It could be something really big. You know, I don't know that any one thing that happens is ever, you know, that effect across the entire world besides a pandemic. So,
yeah.
But you know, it would be known by the entire world. The entire world, you know, paid attention to Katrina, you know, and the other hurricane type situation, you know. So it could be, you know, weather from coming in from the sea. It could be a hurricane, tsunamis. It could be, you know, all kinds of different thingies like that, you know. But that wasn't the feeling that I got myself. I was getting more, you know, disaster at sea, you know, like the Poseidon Adventure, you know. I mean, it wouldn't affect the world. But,
oh, that movie. Right. But
oh,
it's
I
epic.
Love that. God, yeah, the original is so much better than the remakes, guys.
Well, maybe the disaster at sea happens, and that's the problem that needs solved. I was saying, you know, the
Ernest Borgnine, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And Shelley, what's her name? Oh, my goodness.
Winters? Shelley Winters?
Yes. Winters? Thank you. Yeah. I could not
there
think of her name. I'm like, what is it? What is it? Oh, my.
So many great people. Well, yeah, the theme song, the song one, you know, oh, my God, that is so good. That is so good. Oh, wow.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Oh, this gave us a lot of fun, though. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can tell you. We do have a caller, though. Do you want to take this call real quick here? It's
let's do it.
It's here. It's in my area. Area code 520. Who was that you used to call in? Lisa?
Hi.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Lisa.
Oh,
Lisa.
It is Lisa.
It is Lisa.
I am psychic. Oh, look, I'm suddenly psychic.
Amazing.
Hey, that could be the name of we could write a book, Mary, and call it Suddenly Psychic.
Suddenly psychic. It's like Suddenly Salad. I love it. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what are you
movie.
Calling about, Lisa, today? What can we help you with?
I wanted to know about my home life, please.
Your home life. Did you have a specific question?
Like relocation?
Ah, relocating your home, basically, like moving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She wants to know about moving, finding a new place to live, finding a new location, a new area.
Well, you know, I'm getting that it would be really good for you. Something about, you know, the Queen of Wands shows up, and, you know, that card is always, it's actually about hearth and home to some extent, and balance in your career and family life, and a love of life. You know, it's that fire energy, so it's following your passions, it's independence, it's, you know, dynamism. Yeah, I mean, overall, I think it'd be, like, really great for you. Now, just taking it as a yes, no, is it going to happen? I'm getting a very strong maybe. So I'm getting 3 out of 4 yes cards, meaning it's leading that direction, you know, and of course, it's all up to you. You know, you can make it happen.
Yeah.
When I don't get a strong 4 or 5 yeses or 4 or 5 noes on a question, it typically means there's just a lot more left to be done. There's cards talking about there's actually multiple cards here talking about that, like, you're not happy with any of the choices you're seeing yet.
Right. Yeah.
But there is opportunity there. There are. There are choices that you're not quite seeing, you know, but they're actually there. You're just missing them somehow, you know. But but the cards are showing that, you know, generally most of what you're seeing, you know, it's not 100% satisfying. It's going to be when you finally hit on that one place, it's like, oh, yeah, that's it. This is perfect, you know. That's when you're going to be, you know, really ready for that. The Temperance card shows up, and it that's a card of balance and moderation, harmony.
Yeah.
But a big part of it is patience. So it's talking about, okay, you got to be patient, you know, and get yourself a little bit more balanced. And once you do that, then it's going to happen pretty quickly, because then we get the abundance card 8, which, and this version is the 8 of wands, which is things happening rather quickly.
Yay.
Quick forward motion.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
oh,
basically,
wow.
Get all your ducks in a row. Try to get things balanced in your life. It's almost like you're too heavy-handed in one area of your life, and like you need to get things balanced out, and then things start happening really quickly, and you find that perfect location, which is evading you right now. But let's see what Mary's getting.
Thank you.
What's she getting, Mary?
I think it kind of goes along with what, you know, in addition to what Dax is saying, is this idea that we've got to sit down and we've got to think about this. We've been trying to make like a square peg fit in a round hole, you know, like I feel like we're trying to make different options fit and they're not fitting. I get that 5 of Swords and the Hermit card, and it's saying like, okay, you know, come back and just like, let's look at this again, and
yeah,
let's think outside the box a little bit. I also get the 7 of Wands. So what is it that we are maybe defending, in a sense? You know, with the 7 of Wands, yeah, you know, you have the higher ground and, you know, we're in a great position, but it's also like when we can be kind of defensive. So if we're saying like this must, all these things must happen, and we're standing by that, and we're not finding something that really fits all our criteria, and we have to reexamine our criteria and say, well, you know, what doesn't actually have to be like this? But you know, I think it is going to happen for you, because the other two cards are the Chariot card, and I am with the Emperor card, which is great. That's a card of stability. It's a 4 card, so, you know, we see that balance that Dax was talking about there as well. And the other thing about the Emperor to me is, again, that sense of you know, having everything in order or your ducks in a row, but also it's like really finding the environment where you function best, where you feel like, okay, I've got all this under control, I've got it exactly the way that, you know, I want things to work for me. So I do think that you are going to find that perfect place, but I think we've got to go back to the drawing board a little bit right now and kind of reexamine, like, what kind of things we're maybe, like, a little bit, you know, too, what's the word, not stringent, but too exacting about, and, like, kind of open that up a little bit to allow other options to be considered. But ultimately, this has a good conclusion to it. So I do think, you know, a couple sevens coming up here. I mean, is this something that could, you know, be happening, you know, connected with sevens? Maybe the 7th month, like July, maybe 7 months from now, maybe 7 weeks from now. I don't know. Number 7 seems kind of key. Maybe the 7th place you look for. I don't know why, but I feel like the 7s are important with this. So this is something to think about. Maybe that'll be the address, 777 Happiness Lane or something, you know?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling and let us know
Thank
what happened.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Awesome sauce. Bye.
Great.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a nice one to end the show on. Fun stuff,
yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yes.
Yep, yep. Oh, you got to check out the conversation in the chat room. You're gonna die. But, yeah. So as soon as we end here, go to the chat room because you're going to freak out. Anyway, wow. Great show. Love that topic. That was so much fun. I could talk about robots every show. You know, I love
and
AI.
We could do that.
And all that stuff.
It's a Tarot Today
though,
robot show.
Even though it's going to kill us all. It's going to kill us all.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, that's okay. I'll be dead and gone before it all happens, so I'm okay.
Right.
But anyway.
Unless I get AI and become a cyborg.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't miss Sharona's show tomorrow. It's going to be fabulous. Love the angel Ray, tell you all about it. Plus, take your phone calls. And I'll be back on Friday. And don't miss There's a Rock for That next Saturday. Haven't heard anything before on from you on the fossils. So that's going to be a different show for me. It's going to be interesting to hear that.
Yes, I think it will be. I'm excited. I'm very
excited.
I was getting lost
and
in
all of our listeners.
Yes,
I'm
we
sorry,
don't have a show without you.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Mary.
Yes, Jack.
Good night, John Boy.